they played a four-man front against us. They were rushing four guys, and that was the way they were going to try to get to the passer. They didn't pressure much, and they were trying to play just a couple different coverages behind it. And so the screen game, we went into it thinking we were going to get something out of it. You just never know you're going to get that much when Sproles is involved. In the course of his career, he's always been a good screen runner, even going back to his days in at the Chargers. North Turner and I talked about that, how their screen game kind of fell off when Darren left. And so he's got a feel for it. He's quick. I think he sort of gets lost in there a little bit, and then all of a sudden he pops out and he's in good position. I don't know. I'm assuming he was born with it, and then he's developed it. I'm sure it's a combination of both. I'm just glad he's here, you know. And you just see when the game is kind of in the balance and he gets the ball in his hands, he always does something good with it. And I think he's going to, as the course, you know, as we go through the season here, we're going to see that he's you know, he's going to be a big part if we're going to win a lot of games. Well, I think what's great is we play them both at tailback, and the way we like to run the ball, it's an easy substitution. You know, if McCoy gets a little winded, we can put in Darren, and then there's certainly things that Darren is good at that we've already been talking about.
What does it say about Nick that he's rallied this team back-to-back weeks and big deficits in the second half?
Yeah, it'd be nice to get ahead once in a while, but no, he has. And I think Nick made some of his best plays in the second half, and especially as the game was in the balance, and a couple of really nice throws in those last two drives to get his scores.